On the day his destiny returned to claim him, Ted Mundy was sporting a bowler hat and balancing on a soapbox in one of Mad King Ludwig's castles in Bavaria. He wasn't a classic bowler, more your Laurel and Hardy than Savile Row. It wasn't an English hat, despite the Union Jack blazoned in oriental silk on the handkerchief pocket of his elderly tweed jacket. The maker's grease-stained label on the inside of the crown proclaimed it to be the work of Messrs. Steinmatzky and Sons of Vienna. And since it wasn't his own hat, as he hastened to explain to any luckless stranger, preferably female, who fell victim to his boundless accessibility, neither was it a piece of self-castigation. "It's a hat of office, madam," he would insist, garrulously begging her pardon in a set piece he had off perfectly, "a gem of history, briefly entrusted to me by generations of previous incumbents of my post, wandering scholars, poets, dreamers, men of the cloth, and every man jack of us, a loyal servant of the late King Ludwig." Ha! The ha perhaps being some kind of involuntary throwback to his military childhood. Well, what's the alternative, I mean to say? You can hardly ask a thoroughbred Englishman to tote an umbrella like the Japanese guides, can you? Not here in Bavaria, my goodness, no. Not 50 miles from where our own dear Neville Chamberlain made his pact with the devil. Well, can you, madam? And if his audience, as is often the case, turns out to be too pretty to have heard of Neville Chamberlain, or know which devil is referred to, then, in a rush of generosity, the thoroughbred Englishman will supply his beginner's version of the shameful Munich Agreement of 1938, in which he does not shy from remarking how even our beloved British monarchy, not to mention our aristocracy, and the Tory party here on earth, favoured practically any accommodation with Hitler rather than a war. "British establishment absolutely terrified of Bolshevism, you see," he blurts, in the elaborate telegramese that, like ha, overcomes him when he's in full cry. "Powers that be in America, no different. All any of them ever wanted was to turn Hitler loose on the Red Peril." And how, in German eyes, therefore, Neville Chamberlain's rolled-up umbrella remains to this very day, madam, the shameful emblem of British appeasement of our dear Führer, his invariable name for Adolf Hitler. I mean, frankly, in this country, as an Englishman, I'd rather stand in the rain without one. Still, that's not what you came here for, is it? You came to see Mad Ludwig's favourite castle, not listen to an old bore ranting on about Neville Chamberlain. What? What? Been a pleasure, madam? Doffing the clown